Greetings, Alpha Seekers, and welcome to Nuge Adventures. So today, we're going to talk about Nuge Adventures. The formula here is NV does not equal BB. And that means that Nuge Adventures is not a Bitcoin believer. You know, it's kind of a daydream believer monkeys thing. This is the Emperor's new coin, okay? This is the QAnon of currency. And I'm breaking real bad on it because it's down like 20% this week, okay? This thing went like parabolic up, and it's one of those old, the old Jack Lemmon movie, brrp, blap. It is a mystery to me. And if I'm successful, I'm going to add a song to this episode because I just got a prompt that said, hey, you want to add a song? And yeah, I do. I'm a rock and roll kind of guy. And it's going to be like Fleetwood Mac mystery to me because this Bitcoin is a mystery to me. Yesterday, there was a rumor that the blockchain that this thing's built on was allowing double spend. In other words, you could spend your dollar two or three times, your Bitcoin two or three times, which is a lot of money, which kind of, you know, it turned out to be not true. So that rumor was debunked. But those kinds of rumor mongering attacks, you know, are very easy because it's a black box. Who really understands it? People think they understand dollars. And then they were talking today in CNBC about Janet Yellen, you know, saying that it can be used for illicit activity. Well, they'd have to ban the dollar if they were going to, you know, all the illicit activity that isn't done with bitcoins is done with dollars or euros or whatever. So they'd have to ban currency if they were going to do that. So that's just a stalking horse, a red herring for the fact that the Fed and the Feds, Federal Reserve and Treasury, don't like it when anybody infringes upon their monopoly on currency. The state likes two monopolies, power and money, and force, as in military power. You can see that the government is not amused when people assault it with force. And you end up with two divisions sleeping in the Capitol, right? So we are not amused, as the old Norman English kings used to say. We are not amused by Bitcoin, is what Janet Yellen is saying. And the hammer could come down in that thing at any time. So meanwhile, back at the pass, there's another story which is interesting, and this will be the, you know, new administration, new challenge type of an article that you would write. Wage and price controls is what we're debating at this juncture. So when you raise the minimum wage, that's essentially a wage control at the bottom. But you, in an inflationary environment, you'll end up with wage and price controls. Wages at the top and prices at the top. And you're already seeing some of that at the local level with the DoorDash type of thing. The restaurants have lobbied to limit the price on these delivery services, but the trouble is the delivery services aren't making money as it is. So, you know, it's one of these games that startups play where, you know, we're going to buy share and then down the road we'll make our money. Well, if you cap the price, then there's no story there. And then there's no delivery. And then you're back to the pizza delivery guy who doesn't work for DoorDash or whatever, but works for the restaurant. And that may be fine. I don't know. But let the market work its tragic magic is what I say. And it is magic. Like, the free market basically was able to go out and make masks and all that stuff, and hand sanitizer without any price controls. And look, now, you know, you can get them anywhere. Although I'm still trying to get a 3M N95. My new slogan for N95s is, stay alive with N95. I like that. But you don't really need a marketing guy for N95 masks. But the 3Ms, and you see them on TV every once in a while, those are the ones the pros use, the healthcare professionals. The one I get over at Big Apple, I don't know. I don't know if that's really even an N95, but, you know, it makes me think I'm wearing one at least. So I'm not afraid to go out. But the market does work tragic magic because, you know, it doesn't supply people who don't have purchasing power, okay? That's the problem. So if you're rich, it's a cinch. But if you're poor, you better get rich or richer because you won't be able to get anything in a free market. So therein lies the problem. So it is a tragic magic, but it does incent everybody to make stuff so they make money and get the stuff they want. And it incents people who aren't making money to go make money. Now, it also incents them to, you know, make money in illegal ways. Talking today about, you know, the problem of gangs and drugs and crime. And I've basically come to the point where you just have to increase competition through legalization of everything. And that's tragic magic, too, because, you know, a lot of people are going to die. A lot of people are going to get hooked on drugs that may not have otherwise. But, you know, the main thing I think you have to do is break the gangs. They're using shorties now to... Shorties, by the way, are people who are under the age of 18, thus are under juvenile law and are generally not tried as adults. So they're the ones doing the carjackings. They got a guy named a 12-year-old with a gun doing a hijacking. You know, and I mean, when I was 12, there were guys in our class who definitely could have pulled that off. You know, some of them probably did. But so juvenile delinquency is kind of a safe harbor for the gangs. So they send the shorties out to do the crime. A lot of them get caught, but doesn't matter because they spring them because they're under juvenile. And it's very unlikely, given the political climate, that that's going to change. So, you know, what you got to do is attack their revenue model. The only way you're going to beat organized crime in today's incarnation, which is street gangs, and drug cartels, is to attack their business model. There's no other way because the judicial system is getting much more tolerant of crime. So anyway, that is another thought that went through my head and out my mouth and onto this podcast, which is the process we have here. The other thing that was on CNBC, which I'm watching, so you don't have to, is Jay Snowden, who is the CEO of Penn National Gambling, symbol PENN, like William Penn. And I am getting on that bus because they are opening up state by state by state. And basically, when we move into a progressive era, I mean, it's vice becomes nice. You know, they're for legalized gambling. They're for legalization of drugs. They're for, who knows? I mean, you may end up with legalization of prostitution, you know, because you can get that through pretty easy. And, you know, the equity and the racial disparity and the gender freedom agenda. So, you know, when vice is nice, that's where you got to put your money. So I see more and more states opening up to gambling, digital online gambling. You know, so you're basically going to be giving funny money to the punter, and they're going to gamble it away to amuse themselves. At least some of them are. And I'm not very, enchanted with any of these ideas, but I think that's the way it's going to go. So Penn's an easy way to play that. It's the best of breed. And right now it's selling at, I think, 120-something. But if you look at the chart, I think you could get away with selling 95 puts and do it as a spread and probably get away with that all day. because it's kind of plateaued at 120 something, I think, but that 95 level is a very safe level. So I'm probably going to ask my partner to take a look at that, even though it's not biotech. I think the biotech vaccine space has gotten a little tricky now because, you know, I certainly wouldn't go back to the well on Moderna or any of the two doses because J&J is coming out with a one doser. So I think J&J selling puts you can get away with. I think you can get away with selling Lilly puts now. If that's how you play it, that's one bullish way to play it, which means you don't have to lay out any cash, but you do have to have cash in your account because you're selling insurance on those stocks. And, you know, it's not like you can't lose on those trades. Trust me, we just did. But, you know, that used to be my go-to strategy in options was selling puts. It's a bullish point of view, and it doesn't require cash outlay, although you have to keep the cash in the account. So that's kind of my go-to move, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes you just want to be long the stock if it's a affordable stock. And, of course, also you can do that now on Robinhood and such, so you can buy, even if it is a expensive stock. So, what else? Let's see. Let's take a look at the old LinkedIn corporate page for Nugent Ventures. Where is it here? There we go. Nugent Ventures. I thought we pushed over 100 followers, but we haven't. So we only need four more of you or your friends to follow our exciting Nugent Ventures LinkedIn page, corporate page, and then we'll have 100. So that'll be a, you know, that and a quarter buys you. I don't know what a quarter buys you. But, you know, it's an ego trip. So tell all your friends about the exciting LinkedIn corporate page. And I put a post out there 22 hours ago that is my big-time bear story on Bitcoin. Beware of Bitcoin. So with a picture of Janet Yellen, not smiling face. So I think I may have mentioned this already. Gritstone Oncology. Yeah, I think the only thing that's out there in the last 24 hours, and I may have mentioned that yesterday, is like Bitcoin. So Bitcoin bearishness is the theme for today. Even though it's up a little bit today, 3%. You know, you could probably sell calls if you want. Well, I don't know. See, I don't know how you play it. I don't know what. There's no ETF on this thing. And it'll probably be, I don't know if it'll be an ETN or an ETF or whatever. But I think there's futures. I think you can trade options on the futures. Dan Keegan, if you're listening, the options thinker, shoot me a message and point me in the right direction. Because I do think that the SIBO put something out there that's a Bitcoin futures instrument or something. I'm over my skis. So I'm using my lifeline to make a call to the options thinker who perhaps can chime in on this. We'll have to have the options thinker on as a guest one of these days. And he can tell his network that we're out there. Clever little marketing ploy. So anyway, I think that's it for today. I got to do some work. Not that this isn't hard work, but you know, I don't get paid for this. So live long, prosper, stay safe, and we will hopefully talk to you over the weekend. By the way, we have an open house for our house, which is a very, very, very nice house. There's no cats in the yard. In fact, there's no yard. But that means that you don't have to pay real estate taxes on a yard. So if you want to come by and see the house, there's an open house, and I believe it starts at noon. Check with your realtor. But if you'd like to replace me in Nugent Castle, come on by and take a look. See, take a lucky look. I won't be here, you know, because they let the owners, they make the owners go away. So I won't be here. So you won't be coming to see me, but you can see the house. Just wear your mask. Don't leave any virus. And we will talk to you over the weekend. Bye-bye.